Last week, we talked about what makes a good and a bad product for high cash value life insurance. This week, we're bringing you specific products, and we're going to talk the carriers and the products, which ones are good in the whole life space. Next week will be the IUL carriers and products, so be sure to tune in then. This is the Life Insurance Financial Education Podcast. We're pulling back the curtain on high cash value life insurance and how it can help you build wealth and achieve your financial goals. My name's James Barber. I'm your Oregon Cash Flow Pro.
My name's Jane, Tax Exempt Millionaire Club.
And I'm Carlo Vaquero with NetWealth Finance.
And this is all about whole life insurance, the specific carriers and products that we like to use for high cash value life insurance. Carlo, you have a specific high cash value whole life product. Maybe we can start with that one. I think you're happy with that carrier. This is one of our top carriers. Tell us why.
So my specific case, I wanted to be able to fund for a very long time. And this was basically going to be my only whole life policy, probably on myself. Although I had considered going with Guardian, the carrier that I ended up with was Penn Mutual. One of the reasons why I locked in on that, like I said, is that ability to fund for a very long time. There are designs with Penn Mutual using an accelerated paid up additions rider that are good for lower funding levels. But where I think the strength of this product is the high long funding, the ability to do funding until your mid 60s, retirement age. I think that's where Penn Mutual really shines, as well as really strong dividend history, closer to those gross dividend rates. I think they're just very efficient with their expenses. It's not perfect, but overall, I'm super happy with Penn Mutual and having my policy with them.
And I think as far as whole life carriers go, when it comes to the actual cash growth portion, what we can get for internal rate of returns, I think Penn Mutual clocks in right at the top among all the carriers if we do the proper designs. With Penn Mutual, it ends up being more like an 80-20 design where we can do 20% base, we can blend in a flexible premium rider, and then we can also add a paid-up additions rider. Carlo mentioned the accelerated paid-up additions rider, but it's the enhanced paid-up addition rider that he used that we like to use for really long funding periods. The accelerated one is good for shorter funding periods. Carlo, you said smaller funding, but I think you meant shorter funding.
Yes.
Basically, if you're going to do like 10 years or less, we would probably use the accelerated paid-up additions rider. And for longer funding periods, we can fund these things for 30-plus years at a really high level using that enhanced paid-up additions rider. So if you're looking for a whole life product to fit the bill, great for cash growth, good for funding it long term, I think that Penn product is really hard to beat. There are some other ones in this space that can be good for long funding periods, but what we get from the Penn product is flexibility that we don't get with some of these other carriers. We'll talk a little bit about Guardian here in a minute. Guardian ends up being the most flexible when it comes to funding, smallest base amount that we can do and the highest maximum. But Penn clocks in there, giving us the ability to fund the base while it's higher than Guardian's. We can have flexibility throughout the year in funding that paid up additions.
So one of the things that's part of that Penn product, and when we talk about this 80-20, is this FPR, which is the flexible protection rider that gives you a term blend that can go for the life of the policy. And that's really what enables us to fund at that very high level for a very long time. So it's really part of what makes this Penn product really great for that purpose.
Yeah, the thing that's really special about that flexible protection rider is it operates like a level term. If you look at the illustration and the breakdown between the base and the term, it's the same cost for 30, 40, 50 years that you're paying for that term. We don't really get that with most of the other carriers. There are some carriers that will do a blend of term, but you might be limited to 10 or 20 or 30 years. And then most of them end up being an annual renewable term rider. The annual renewable term goes up in cost every single year. So the main goal in those designs is to burn that term insurance off. We want to get rid of that term insurance before it gets expensive. Well, and the Penn product doesn't really get expensive. And that level term cost ends up, I think, being why it's such a strong cash growth product late on in this policy.
This is good to note about the Penn Mutual policies. How about this company compared to all the other four big carriers?
So I think you're talking about the four major mutuals. That would be Northwestern, New York Life, Guardian, and Mass Mutual. Penn compares really favorably to them. It's definitely smaller. It's not one of the major ones, but of the smaller whole life carriers, it's a big one. And it's been around for over 150 years. In fact, I think it's clocking in at over 180 years, if I recall. And the dividends are right up there with all four of those major mutuals. From a financial strength standpoint, it's right there with them as well. It's a smaller overall amount of money that they manage, and the number of clients that they have is smaller, but they're bigger than most of the other carriers that we see out there. So I'd actually put it right in the middle as far as size-wise. But when it comes to how they treat their clients, how the company operates and the profitability, it does really good.
Yes, and I think that sort of shows, and I think there's the product is really good. I'm super happy with my policy, but I'm not super happy with the technology stack that is offered. Now, a lot of great carriers don't have the best user interface for me to do what I want to do, specifically for borrowing against my policy. It's actually pretty easy to pay off a loan or make a premium payment with Penn Mutual. But I'd say that's probably one of the bigger downsides is requesting a loan with Penn Mutual is not as good as some of the other carriers, maybe specifically Guardian, might be a little bit better on that front.
You can request loans electronically, though.
So the process that is actually on their documentation is to either snail mail it or fax the form that you fill out. However, we have been able to do emails to an email address using secure email because I don't like the idea of sending things with sensitive information through fax. So that I wish they would get up with the times on that front.
That's good to know. I don't have a Penn policy yet, but I'm planning to get one in the next couple of years. One of the things that we need to know about in all of these products that we're going to be talking about today, it's really just one whole life product that we work with and we can dial in the length of it. Some other carriers will have multiple different whole life policies. So the product that we use for cash growth, it's called the Accumulation Whole Life. And one of the things that we need to know about this is, what does it cost to borrow? It's a direct recognition company. How do they determine the cost to borrow and how do they credit us? Carlo?
So in the first 10 years, it's a net cost of 0.65. They'll credit you with 0.65 less than they're charging you. In current state, the rate that I'm paying as of the time of this recording is 6.2%, which is still, I think, in this interest rate environment, not a terrible rate to borrow at. So then it would be crediting, you know, 5.55, although that is going to be a gross rate.
So it is a direct recognition policy. They're going to reduce, at least for the first 10 years, they're going to reduce the credit a little lower than what you're paying for the loan. And then after 10 years, a straight wash for Penn. What is the maximum? Because that's a variable rate on that loan. What's the maximum that they could charge you for that?
Well, for Penn Mutual policies, the maximum they will charge for the loan is 8%.
Okay, so that's good to know because there are some carriers that the cost is getting up there in the interest rate environment that we're in. So definitely something to keep in mind if you're planning on doing a lot of borrowing from a policy. You want to know how it affects your growth, how it affects the dividends, and what's the maximum that they can charge you. I have a client that is using a Lafayette policy, and Lafayette just raised the rates to 7% this year, and he didn't know it. And he's got quite a bit of money borrowed out, and he was planning on borrowing again from that particular policy. And he was a little bit surprised to find out that it was going to be at a 7% interest.
So one other benefit that is somewhat unique to Penn Mutual, the Penn Mutual product offers an overloan protection rider. So in the event that for whatever reason, late in life, we decide we don't want this policy anymore, you could potentially borrow out the funds and allow for Penn Mutual to exercise that overloan protection rider. It's good to have just in case, but better not to use it if you don't need it.
Yeah, it's pretty rare in a whole life product that we get an overloan protection rider. So I really like that option. The overloan protection rider itself, I think, is a pull the ripcord type of rider. Pull the ripcord in an emergency because you either accidentally or on purpose just wanted to borrow all of the money out without having to pay taxes. And the insurance company is going to maintain a minimal death benefit until you pass away so that you don't end up with a tax bill. The worst thing that could happen, in my mind, is that somebody's relying on that policy for income. They're taking money out of it regularly, and they have an unexpected expense. They end up drawing too much, and they end up with a tax bill. Not only do they run out of money in their policy, but then they're also going to get hit with a tax bill on top of it. That would be tragic.
And one of the reasons for that is with whole life, you're going to generally draw from it up to your basis. So that your premium is paid in. Once you go beyond that, in terms of drawing some income from it, those gains that you're going to end up having a tax bill if you do end up lapsing that policy after you've had years of drawing above that tax basis, then you could potentially get hit with a tax bill. Penn Mutual having that overloan protection rider is definitely a benefit for that product.
I'm not sure if that was 100% clear, but you're going to actually withdraw up to the basis, and then you're going to draw via loans after that. So to avoid the tax bill.
Correct.
All right. And I think that pretty much covers Penn Mutual. We're a big fan of this product. Our other really top tier product for high early cash value, good flexibility, and just a solid company that's great for utilizing as your infinite bank is Guardian.
Guardian Whole Life, as one of the four big mutual companies, they have several whole life products we can choose.
The three products that I think are really great for cash value are your 10-pay, your L95, and your L99. These have varying advantages to them. There's particular designs that I like with the 10-pay in terms of getting that base policy paid early on. And then being able to fund paid-up additions for a pretty long time. It's a good product for that. It does have a lower guarantee. So that is one of the things that is a downside to that. I think there's always going to be trade-offs with these different products. And the L95 and the L99 are good for a steady funding for a relatively short time compared to Penn Mutual. And you burn off that term insurance and you're left with a base lower amount that you can fund for the rest of that life of that policy.
Yeah, Guardian operates their whole life policies in a different way than Penn does. Guardian uses the annual renewable term that we blend in to get this high early cash design. And we end up getting a higher percentage of cash value early on. We can do a much bigger blend or a much bigger dump in above the base up to 50 times whatever that base face amount is. So if somebody has a base face amount of $2,000, we could dump in $100,000 in that first year. And that turns into a lot of cash. Obviously, we have to design it with enough death benefit to give you the mech space to be able to do that. But how Guardian operates is it ends up being a level death benefit. And as you add in and dump in paid up additions, it increases the cash value and it replaces the term insurance with paid up additions, which is little miniature whole life policies that are all paid up. So at some point in the near future, depends on how quickly you fund it and replace that term, eventually you're going to end up with all whole life. And we don't have to worry about that increasing cost of the annual renewable term. Remember, our goal is to pull back the curtain on these things. So we're going to get into some detail on this. I highly recommend you listen to this a few times if you're interested in these products and you want to know a little bit more about them, because it's about to get deep. Penn has the one product, but because there's multiple products here with Guardian, we're just going to touch on a little bit of the details of each of those three. Carlo mentioned a bit of it, but I definitely want to dig into them just a little bit more. Before we go into those three different products that we like to use, Jane, why don't you tell us about Guardian's loan policy for their products?
For Guardian, if you want to take a loan, it's direct recognition. And then the loan currently, when we are making this video, is 4.76%, which is a pretty nice rate of loan we can get nowadays.
And the offsetting credit that Guardian credits because it's direct recognition, they're going to adjust the dividends. They're going to give you an offsetting credit of about 4.5%. So there is a small net cost to taking the loan from Guardian. But the nice thing is you know exactly what that rate is. It's not variable. It's going to be 4.76 all the way up until retirement. After age 65 or 20 years that you've owned the policy, that loan rate will reduce down to 4%. And it'll be that way until you die. Now, Guardian itself, they don't have the overloan protection rider, as most whole life carriers do not have that overloan protection rider. But the blend that we do with this product, it's called the Level Q Term Blend. And we can use that type of blend with that 10-pay, with the L95, and with the L99.
So with L95 and L99, we have access to have basically a 10-to-1 ratio of paid-up additions to our base. There is also, James did sort of mention this earlier, the ability to add an extra renewable term that can allow for us to increase that significantly to up to 50 times. But that's sort of a separate thing. It's not always advantageous for most folks to do it. It is an added cost to do that. Generally speaking, with the L95 and the L99, that 10-to-1 blend is what we can do with paid-up additions to base.
In the 10-pay product, we can do 5 times the base amount for paid-up additions. So there's a little bit of different limitations between the two products. Now, something that you will not find in the contract or in any of the materials that talk about this product, and this is where it pays for you to listen to the podcast here, where we're pulling back the curtain, is insurance companies have their current practice and they have what's guaranteed by the contract. What Guardian guarantees by the contract is those limits where you can do 10 times or 11 times the base amount on that L95 or the L99, and you can do 5 times that base on the 10-pay product. But their current practice, they will let you dump in as much as you want up to the MEC limit. So when we do a maximum death benefit blend, we can, and we blend in the term insurance with it, that level term rider, we can end up with a massive amount of flexibility to just dump in money. I have one client that's been putting in 20 times the base for the last few years. And there are some designs that you could potentially put in 50 times the base for multiple years. So there's an incredible ability to just dump in a whole bunch of extra cash without having the obligation, without having a very large obligation that would normally come with that type of a design.
So I would say that's one of Guardian's biggest advantages is that flexibility, that ability to fund in how you want to, having that very early dump in, maybe you had a windfall. That was actually one of the reasons why I was looking at a policy. I mentioned at the top of the podcast that I didn't end up getting that policy. And that was just because I had gotten top health rating offers from 2 other carriers that I was going to be able to put in plenty of money for my purposes. So I didn't want to go with the offer that Guardian gave me, which was a standard rating. And it wouldn't have been a bad product to get. I just didn't want to do it because I already had a couple of other products that were meeting my needs.
Yeah, Guardian's flexibility is basically unmatched. They allow you to catch up if you haven't put in your paid-up additions, as long as you've met the minimum of that paid-up additions rider, which is like $250 a year. So this is we could design policies with a very low base, you have a very low paid-up additions requirement, and a massive amount of flexibility on the upside. So that is probably the top reason that Guardian outshines most of the other competitors in the whole life space for these high cash value designs.
Also remember, it will not trigger the health rating, a new underwriting, if you dump a significant amount of under the design limit. That's another advantage.
Oh, good point. Because most carriers will allow you to increase what you're paying into it at certain points. For most of them, it's at your anniversary. With Guardian, we could do it at any point throughout the year, and there's no underwriting, whereas those other carriers will likely require underwriting if you want to dump in beyond whatever their guidelines are, which are pretty constrained.
It is a unique benefit for good reason, because the way that we get extra funds into a policy is through paid-up additions. And so by purchasing paid up additions, the insurance company is on the hook for an increased ratio for those paid up additions. They are going to pay, you instantly have access to more death benefit than the cash that you put in. So it is a real advantage with Guardian because that is unique in the whole life space.
So if we want to dig into the details on this, I will tell you the exact reason why that works for Guardian, and it doesn't work for these other carriers. Most of the other carriers, when you're throwing in that paid up additions, the actual death benefit that's at risk to the insurance company goes up. Whereas with Guardian, we're starting with that level death benefit and we're just replacing the term. So when you dump in a bunch of extra cash, their risk doesn't change. If you have a $2 million death benefit and it's made up of $200,000 of whole life and the rest of its term, you're going to replace some of that term, but the risk is still $2 million to Guardian. And so that's the unique ability of that design, how they can accept a bunch of cash from us and it doesn't change their risk.
So that actually leads into why this could end up being a downside if you want to fund for a long time. So by virtue of replacing the term insurance with paid up additions, once you've burnt off that term insurance, you really lose the ability to fund these at a high level. Basically, you're able to put in your base premium payment and maybe slightly more than that for the rest of the life of that policy.
Yeah, that is something to be aware of with the Guardian products. If you dump in, well, I should say with the 95 and the 99, the L95 and the L99 specifically, once you burn off that term insurance, you're going to be limited to a small amount. Now, you could take 20 years or 30 years to burn off that term insurance. But if you're very aggressive like I am, you see that there's mech space available and you fill it up, you're going to burn that term insurance off in probably 6 or 7 years. So these could end up being a policy that you just max fund it for a small period and then you're on cruise control with that base from then on. I excluded the 10 pay from that for a reason. The 10 pay is a bit unique. We can actually continue to fund that 10 pay after the 10 years. We can keep dumping in paid up additions up to that base amount that we had set up on the original amount of the policy. And we can do that for basically ever. So the uniqueness of the ability to get growth in that 10 pay product is very enticing from a long-term cash growth standpoint. It does have the lower guarantees. There's a 2% guarantee on that product, whereas you get the 3% guarantee on the L95 and the L99. But the guarantee doesn't affect the dividend that's getting paid out according to what Guardian is putting out there. So you're just increasing. When Guardian puts out a dividend that's currently 6.1%, the dividend amount goes out the same to the 10 pays and the L95s and the L99s. So even though it has a lower guarantee, you're just essentially getting a higher dividend amount on that. That can change in the future. Obviously, there's a reason why there are guarantees. If they have to, they could reduce what's paying out to the guarantees and your L95 and your L99 would get that higher credit. But we don't expect that to happen. In fact, Guardian's been around for over 150 years and they've always paid out greater than the guarantees every single year, just like Penn Mutual.
The guarantees are a great benefit of whole life. We don't get into these products because we expect to get the guaranteed rate. We want to see that surplus dividend. That's what makes these products amazing. And they have had a really long history of paying these surplus dividends with the carriers that we like.
So those are the two major carriers that we like to use. But there are some other carriers out there that get used in this whole life space for infinite banking. Some of which I've used, but I don't use so much anymore. And then some of them I just have never quite seen the benefit of using it greater than the two products that we just mentioned. Some of those other products that might be used in this space, we've got MassMutual. MassMutual has a really strong cash growth product. They also have a high early cash value product, but they are not friendly to the infinite banking concept.
Well, for MassMutual recently, they actually told all the professional life insurance professionals saying they do not like people using their product to do the high cash value life insurance policies, IBC policies. So we can know they really don't, they are not IBC friendly.
They specifically called out infinite banking as do not sell our products for doing infinite banking. So we don't. It just so happens that it doesn't happen to be the best product in the space anyways. It's good. It's a strong product. And you can still do it. We can still design it and sell it, and people can use it for infinite banking. But they don't want to see their product being pitched as a feature of infinite banking. Essentially, I think they just don't want to take on the hassle of constantly giving out loans and any type of risk that might come about from insurance commissioners with regard to how it gets marketed around the infinite banking.
So that is also where that could be their strength. If you're interested in a strong non-direct recognition carrier, MassMutual is kind of the way to go in my mind. But still, my own policy, I went with Penn Mutual for the reasons that we've already kind of went through.
Yeah, MassMutual is a non-direct recognition company. That means they have a variable rate loan. If you borrow from the policy, it's not going to affect your dividend. So they're just going to charge you whatever they're going to charge you for the loan, and the dividend will still pay out whatever the dividend was going to pay out. I have a MassMutual policy. The current loan rate is, at my anniversary this year, it's going up to 5.82%. Their current dividend, 6.4%. So you have a small opportunity for arbitrage. There's most likely not really arbitrage going on because there's expenses inside the policy. 6.4 is a gross dividend rate. That is not a net number, but it's fairly close. And when you compare that to another popular non-direct recognition company like Lafayette Life, their dividend rate is 5.75% this year, but their loan rate is 7. Now, a lot of people like to use that product for infinite banking. A lot of agents like to pitch that one for infinite banking. I'm not a huge fan of that. For one, its dividends have underperformed Guardian and Penn and MassMutual. They're not terrible, the amount of dividends, but I don't care if it's a non-direct recognition company if they're going to be charging me a lot more than what the dividend is paying out. There's not really an opportunity for arbitrage in this situation. And it's a variable rate loan, so we don't know what they're going to charge you in any given year. It makes it harder to anticipate what your expenses are going to be, in my mind.
That's why I think in a number of episodes that we've mentioned, a lot of folks love this concept of non-direct recognition. It's not the end-all be-all, as we've kind of stated in this episode. Our two favorite carriers are direct recognition. So our dividends are impacted when we borrow against a Guardian policy or a Penn policy. Mass and Lafayette both have non-direct recognition. There's various reasons why we don't prefer those carriers. And James mentioned, especially with Lafayette, having that net cost. The dividend is a point and a half lower than the loan cost at this time. So that's just a thing to keep in mind when you're dealing with this, or you shouldn't only care. If you're talking to agents who are saying you should only get non-direct recognition, definitely consider looking at some other illustrations as well.
Yeah, and I think it bears mentioning, Lafayette Life is very friendly to the infinite banking practitioners. They are taking the opposite approach of MassMutual, and they've been embracing the concept. And why wouldn't they? If they're charging you 7% and they're giving you a dividend of 5.75.
They're making money.
Yeah. Yeah. It works out really good for them. Now, for some people, that's fine. If they would rather work with an insurance carrier that has that type of an attitude, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you know what to expect. And that's why we're talking about this stuff. So Lafayette Life could end up being a good place to have your policy. A lot of people, even people that get into this thinking that they're going to be doing infinite banking, they don't end up borrowing much from their policies. A lot of people end up just storing their cash there. And the Lafayette product can be a good product for that. And there's really good designs. There's a lot of flexibility with that product that you can do really good designs. So you can get high cash value right out of the gate. It's just not going to, from my experience, it's not going to grow as well into as much cash value down the road as what we can get with some of these stronger products. And I know you guys are like me. We're going to sell the best product out there. That's why we're independent agents. We didn't sign on to sell any one particular company's products. We want to have the flexibility to determine which one is actually going to be best in a particular situation.
So it's very important for any consumer to talk to few agents and then listen to what each agent is telling about different product, what you need to think about, all the small details. I think it's very important for all the consumers to educate yourself and talk to a few different agents.
And so I would add that think about when you're looking into getting a policy, what is your purpose for that policy or policies? And when, if you're going to be borrowing a whole lot and you want fixed rates, one thing, Guardian is really strong with that. If you just want the strongest cash or really strong cash growth for a long funding period, Penn Mutual is great for that. There are, if you are looking for non-direct recognition, it's not that we won't work with these other carriers. I think that if that's what you're interested in, then some of these other carriers might be good for that as well. So it's really, as Jing mentioned, have a conversation with folks that work in this space and specifically focus in on that high cash value, on that cash value growth, and having a lot of knowledge across the whole space so that you can find the best product for your circumstances.
And I would just add, as the call to action this week is just,
it's time for this week's call to action.
Make sure you do your research. It is all about learning as much as you can about these products so that you just don't fall victim to the marketing out there. You might run into a slick agent that has you convinced that they have the right product for you. But if you've done your research properly, you know how to assess whether that will actually do what you're trying to do, or if there might be something else out there that you think you might want to also compare with that. So that wraps it up. That took a long time for mostly, we talked about just a couple of carriers. Those happen to be the top ones that we like to use. We do have access to a couple of dozen carriers. So we try to stay on top of the space and which ones offer the ability to do what you're trying to do. So it does benefit you to talk to an agent who's experienced with this stuff and understands the different products that are out there and what you're trying to do with where this is going to fit in with the rest of your finances. Next week, we're going to be talking specific IUL products, what carriers have them, what products are the best ones with those particular carriers. So be sure to join us then. And with that, my name is James Barber. I'm your Oregon Cash Flow Pro. I'm licensed for life insurance and annuities across the country. You can find me on YouTube at Oregon Cash Flow Pro.
My name's Jing. You can find me at the School Community Tax Exempt Millionaire Club.
And my name is Carlo Vaccaro. You can find me at netwealthfinance.com or on YouTube at netwealthfinance.
Appreciate you guys joining us this week.
See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in.